All right, we'll do something a little different. We'll try to combine daytime prayer and morning prayer. Welcome back. We'll do the invitatory. So I just wanted to thank you again. I had that strength, that peace, that wisdom to do things I normally wouldn't do under those circumstances. And I feel like my meeting with the pastor went really, it went good. It went really very well good, and everything turned out pretty good. So let's begin with the invitatory. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts, or come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Psalm 100, or we'll do 67. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Let the nations be glad and exult. For you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. Part of Psalm 119. I have no love for half-hearted men. My love is for your law. You are my shelter, my shield. I hope in your word. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. Leave me, you who do evil. I will keep God's command. If you uphold me by your promise, I shall live. Let my hopes not be in vain. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. Sustain me and I shall be saved, and ever observe your commands. You spurn all who swerve from your statutes. Their cunning is in vain. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. You throw away the wicked like dross, so I love your will. I tremble before you in terror. I fear your decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. Help us with this day's responsibilities, pressures, and challenges, Lord. We know that we fall sometimes, and yet, just like that child of the autistic mother, we are precious. And every little thing, every little attempt that we make to come out of our shell and overcome original sin, just like the autism child tries to overcome it, is so pleasing to you and so wonderful. Make us able to walk with you, to learn from you, and to break free into your peace, into your joy, into your righteousness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and to seek our salvation. Now, it's interesting, you know, you can use these little sentences that we have from scripture tradition. You can also use them as antiphons. So that's what I'm going to do. Luke 19:14. I'm going to do that for Psalm 16:79. If only you had known what would bring you peace. So it's from Jesus' lament over Jerusalem. And this is similar. O God, the nations have invaded our land. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have handed over the bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven, and the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. If only you had known what would bring you peace. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors. the mockery and scorn of all who surround us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? If only you had known what would bring you peace. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors, the mockery and scorn of all who surround us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? If only you had known what would bring you peace. Do not hold the guilt of our fathers against us. Let your compassion hasten to meet us. We are left in the depths of distress. O God, our Savior, come to our help. Come for the sake of the glory of your name. O Lord, our God, forgive us our sins. Rescue us for the sake of your name. If only you had known what would bring you peace. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let us see the nations around us repaid with vengeance for the blood of your servants that was shed. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. Let your strong arm reprieve those condemned to die. If only you had known what would bring you peace. But we, your people, the flock of your pasture, will give you thanks forever and ever. We will tell your praise from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If only you had known what would bring you peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, Shepherd of your Church, in order to strengthen our faith and to lead us into the kingdom, you renewed and far surpassed the marvels of the old law, and even the marvels the Holy Spirit gives us today are greater than those that Moses did in Egypt. Help us in the uncertainties of today. Grant us true wisdom for our apostolates, for our share in your work and your mission, and make us know our identity as sons and daughters of God more. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, help us know the Father's grace, peace, and love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. If only you had known what would bring you peace. That's a good one. Come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:22. Lord, come to tend your vineyard is the caption, and I'll use it again as I did before. As an antiphon, come, Lord Jesus. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us, you who lead Joseph's flock. Shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. Come, Lord Jesus. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, God of armies, God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread and abundance of tears for their drinking. Come, Lord Jesus. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Come, Lord Jesus. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. Come, Lord Jesus. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river it stretched out its shoots. Come, Lord Jesus. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. Come, Lord Jesus. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. Come, Lord Jesus. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Come, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you still tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the furthest coast. You've heard my rendition before of this, how we might spiritualize it and apply it even more. Even now you gave the Holy Spirit to be the guide and teacher of the church and also her energizer and strengthener. You did miracles through Peter and Paul. And even today your sacraments maintain God's healing presence always. Your charisms are still alive in the church, even if they are not always. Sometimes they are stamped out and suppressed by our sins. Now again, come to life and anoint us again. Renew the church in you. Save us as branches on the vine, and reunite us to Jesus, the vine. In honor of Mary's gifts from God, the Holy Spirit, fill us with your Holy Spirit's strength and help us with today's challenges. Grant us hope, healing, and courage. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, save your church. Now let's have the short reading. Isaiah 55 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous and forgiving. Beautiful prayer. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. And then we have, we would normally have final prayer, but I want to combine with morning prayer, so let's just go over to the hymn for morning prayer. Son of Justice, O Son of Justice, Christ our Lord, as you restore the day to earth, now rend the darkness of our minds, that light from virtue may return. In this your favored time of grace, Lord, grant us repentance from the heart, that your compassion may convert all those your love has long endured. Grant us to bear the penances that bring atonement for our sins. However great our faults and guilt, yet greater is your gift of grace. The day shall come, your holy day, through which all things will flower again. Let us rejoice, for through this day your grace will lead us back to you. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. And as I'm saying this song, I'm just thinking, you know, kind of meditating on things that have happened. I think that too is a good thing to do sometimes. And sometimes these prayers you're saying will bring things to your mind. And that too is a form of prayer. Like I said, you can meditate more. Kind of like I did at first, where you're learning the Psalms, you're trying to really explore them and come to this intellectual understanding. And also sometimes things will just intuitively like come to your mind, or you're even working through experiences and things that you're having while you're saying prayers that may not necessarily speak of those things. So you see, there's different spiritual things that can be going on at different times as we're praying the office. It's a very powerful form of prayer. And it's a public proclamation of our faith. You know, when we pray this in front of others, it's not so much praying to get their attention, like Jesus would tell us not to do in a bad way, but instead it's a proclamation of the Word of God in Scripture. It's a proclamation and a public witness that this is how we pray together. This is how we pray as a church. And it gives people a really good understanding of what Catholicism is all about. So, I don't know, just a little instruction there on that. So yeah, glorious things are said of you, O City of God, would be for week 3. I think we're in week 1. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. Psalm 36, the malice of sinners and God's goodness. No follower of mine wanders in the dark. He shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Sin speaks to the sinner in the depths of his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. He so flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies on his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. Your love, Lord, reaches to heaven, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, in your light we see light itself. Lent. O God, you are great and glorious. We marvel at your power. Next prayer is from the book of Judith, 16. Actually, it's not. Wrong page. But that was one of my favorite psalms, so we'll take it as providence that I got it that day. Awake, lyre and harp. With praise let us awaken the dawn. Jeremiah 31, part of it. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Psalm 80, Psalm 48, thanksgiving for the people's deliverance. He took me up a high mountain and showed me Jerusalem, God's holy city. Revelation 21:10. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once, they were astounded. Dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of armies, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches to the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion. Walk all around it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God forever and always. It is he who leads us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, the body of your risen Son is that temple not made by human hands and the defending wall of the New Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all the nations. I pray that we may have peace through this divine office, peace while we listen to it. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, grant us peace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we're going to read our longer readings from Scripture and tradition to proclaim our faith. Whoever meditates on the law of the Lord will bring forth much fruit at harvest time. First reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 through 20, the Passover and unleavened bread. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it, the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel. On the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the month. And then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. It shall not be eaten raw or boiled, but roasted whole, with its head and shanks and inner organs. None of it must be kept beyond the next morning. Whatever is left over in the morning shall be burned up. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this very night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass you over. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord, as a perpetual institution. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. From the very first day you shall have your houses clear of all leaven. Whoever eats leavened bread from the first day to the seventh shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day you shall hold a sacred assembly, and likewise on the seventh. On these days you shall not do any sort of work except to prepare the food that everyone needs. Keep then this custom of the unleavened bread, since it was on this very day that you brought. Keep then this custom of the unleavened bread, since it was on this very day that I brought your ranks out of the land of Egypt. You must celebrate this day throughout your generations as a perpetual institution. From the evening of the 14th day of the first month until the evening of the 21st day of this month, you shall eat unleavened bread. For 7 days, no leaven may be found in your houses. Anyone, be he a resident alien or a native, who eats unleavened food, shall be cut off from the community of Israel. Nothing leavened may you eat. Wherever you dwell, you may eat only unleavened bread. Responsory prayer is from the book of Revelation and tries to take this up into our own experience of the Lamb. The elders fell prostrate before the Lamb and sang this new song. By your blood, O Lord, you have ransomed us for God. We have been redeemed not by perishable goods like gold and silver, but by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without spot or blemish. That's 1 Peter. By your blood, O Lord, you have ransomed us for God. I just love some of these responsory prayers. I just love the combinations of scripture that speak right into these things and everything. I just love that sometimes. So again, the reading from a homily by Saint Anastasius we will read in place of our short homily. He says, "You were made in the image of God. If then you wish to resemble him, follow his example. Since the very name you bear as Christians is a profession of love for men, imitate the love of Christ. Reflect for a moment on the wealth of his kindness. Before he came as a man to be among men, he sent John the Baptist to preach repentance and lead men to practice it. John himself was preceded by the prophets, who were to teach the people to repent, to return to God, and to amend their lives. Then Christ came himself, and with his own lips cried out, 'Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest.' How did he receive those who listened to his call? He readily forgave them their sins. He forgave them instantly from all that troubled them. He freed them instantly from all that troubled them. The Word made them holy. The Spirit set his seal on them. The old Adam was buried in the waters of baptism. The new man was reborn to the vigor of grace. What was the result? Those who had been God's enemies became his friends. Those estranged from him became his sons. Those who did not know him came to worship and love him. Let us then be shepherds like the Lord. We must meditate on the gospel, and as we see in this mirror the example of zeal and loving kindness, we should become thoroughly schooled in these virtues. For there, obscurely in the form of a parable, we see a shepherd who had 100 sheep. With one of them, when one of them was separated from the flock and lost its way, that shepherd did not remain with the sheep who kept together the pasture at pasture. No, he went off to look for the stray. He crossed many valleys and thickets. He climbed great towering mountains. He spent much time and labor in wandering through solitary places until at last he found his sheep. When he found it, he did not chastise it. He did not use rough blows to drive it back, but gently placed it on his own shoulders and carried it back to the flock. He took greater joy in this one sheep lost and found than in all the others. Let us look more closely at the hidden meaning of this parable. The sheep is more than a sheep, the shepherd more than a shepherd. They are examples enshrining holy truths. They teach us that we should not look on men as lost or beyond hope. We should not abandon them when they are in danger or be slow to come to their help. When they turn away from the right path and wander, we must lead them back and rejoice at their return, welcoming them back into the company of those who lead good and holy lives. Judge with true judgment, and let each one be merciful and forgiving to his brother. If you forgive the sins of others, your Father in heaven will also forgive your sins. Let every one of you be merciful and forgiving to his brother. If you, evil as you are, know how to give good gifts to your children what is good, how much more will your Father in heaven pour out his gifts on all who pray to him?" Now we have the Canticle of Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you, evil as you are, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your Father in heaven pour out his gifts on all who pray to him? Now turning to our Father, through Christ we intercede for one another and for the world. Christ our Lord came among us as the light of the world, that we might walk in his light and not in the darkness of death. Let us praise him and cry out to him. Let your word be a lamp to guide us. God of mercy, help us today to grow into your likeness, that we who sinned in Adam may rise again in Christ. Let your word be a lamp to guide us, that we may live the truth and grow always in your love. Teach us to be faithful in seeking the common good for your sake, that your light may shine on the whole human family by means of your church. Touch our hearts to seek your friendship more and more, and to make amends for our sins against your wisdom and goodness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Gathering the prayers and praises we have in our hearts and minds into one, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Now, Father, without you we can do nothing. By your Spirit, help us to know what is right and to be eager in doing your will. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So, we don't expect you to understand. I couldn't understand all the things in the liturgy, the law of Moses, that talk about the Passover right away. But it's part of their liturgical season. And just like they had an important liturgical season that was so holy and so exalted that they even said, if you break one of the key liturgy prescriptions and you don't observe it, you actually are cut off from the people. And of course, God doesn't do that today. Just like we talked about with the wandering sheep, there's a new set of laws, but yet, you know, it just goes to show how holy things like Holy Week really are, how holy things like Lent are, how holy the sacraments and the visible signs of the sacraments really are. You know, I just love that, you know. It's through these events of the Exodus that God's people gain their identity. They gain this from their relationship. They're calling on God's name for the first time, their understanding of God, their gift of the Word of God, and of course their gift of these visible signs by which Moses or one of the other leaders would be able to make present the power and the grace of God. And so there were some things that were done all the time, and they became liturgies, these ways in which God's power was always active, bringing into the present moment the events of the Exodus and making them living and real, and bringing people in contact with God's actions of liberation and salvation became this liturgy. And we too have this super holy liturgy. Let's pray for the Pope's monthly intentions. Remember that we're praying for families. Let me see the exact wording. We pray for families in crisis. Let us pray that broken families, including our own broken families in some cases, might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now, we did half an hour of reflection and prayer with Scripture. Let's ask for that plenary indulgence, and because, like I said, there are these sacramentals that also convey God's power and holiness, I believe that this indulgences, I believe, are one of them. So remember that sacramentals are always accompanied by some type of visible sign. So make the sign of the cross, for your visible sign is what I do, is what I recommend. It makes it more firm. And make the sign of the cross to offer plenary indulgence for a soul, to offer my plenary indulgence, not yours, for a soul in purgatory. Have a great rest of your day.